Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 59. Racine County and the Racine Collaborative for Children's Mental Health announced today they've been selected by the Medical College of Wisconsin to receive a one-year, $200,000 grant to continue the work to improve mental health outcomes for children across the greater Racine area. The initial funding, part of an eight-year grant period totaling approximately $1.5 million. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The grant is awarded through the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment at the Medical College of Wisconsin. The AHW Endowment announced funding for 10 community coalitions through its Healthier Wisconsin Partnership Program and its initiative focused on community-based behavioral health. The initial grant is going to be used to establish an implementation plan for enhancing C2MH's work that provides school-based mental health clinics and children's mental health awareness training for teachers. The overall mission, to educate, advocate, and mobilize community leaders and professional resources for delivering quality, coordinated, and comprehensive support services so that, according to a news release, all children might lead healthy and vibrant lives. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Mayors from across the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Basin have jointly confirmed their opposition to the City of Waukesha's application to divert water out of Lake Michigan. Meeting in Niagara Falls, the mayor spoke out in advance of the Great Lakes Compact Council meeting next week, where a decision on Waukesha's plan is expected to be made. In a news release, Racine Mayor John Dickert said there's clear evidence that Waukesha has reasonable alternatives to provide safe drinking water to its citizens. He said he doesn't want to see their effluent contaminate the Root River in downtown Racine. Representatives of all eight Great Lakes states are set to decide Waukesha's application Tuesday. The Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Water Resources Regional Body voting 9-0 last month to support the application. Mayor Dickert says local governments are calling on the states to reject Waukesha's application and protect these vital waters we cherish. With the opening of four canoe kayak launches to help navigate around the Waterford and Rochester dams, it's now possible to paddle the Fox River from Waukesha County through Racine and Kenosha counties all the way to the Illinois state line. A ribbon cutting was held at Case Eagle Park to formally complete the $200,000 two-year project. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said there's also an effort underway to have the entire river route designated a national water trail from Waukesha to the Fox River's confluence with the Illinois River in Ottawa, Illinois. Delagrave praised the leadership in the village of Waterford for taking the lead on the project.
The leadership in the village of Waterford really took a lot of effort on their part to work with the different municipalities, Racine County in particular, as well as the town of Waterford, the village of Waterford, and to make this all happen. And then they had to work with Kenosha and Waukesha as well.
Delagrave said the launches are an opportunity to make the Fox River a destination in Racine County, putting new emphasis on water recreation. Elected officials from Racine, Kenosha, and Waukesha counties, along with DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp, were among the dignitaries at the ceremony. A proposal by the sheriff to use part of a surplus in revenues from housing federal prisoners to purchase a pair of 250-horsepower boat motors was endorsed by the Kenosha County Board's Finance Committee last night. Sheriff David Beth wants to beef up the department's water patrol capabilities now that the Coast Guard station in Kenosha will be staffed only part-time in the summer. Sheriff's Captain Robert Hallisey told supervisors that the number of federal inmates being housed in the county jail has exceeded what was anticipated this year.
Last month, I presented to this committee, we were averaging 237 per day of our population, which is budgeted at 199. Today's population is 258. We are experiencing more than a $500,000 surplus in revenue this year off of this revenue line item. It's just in and of itself.
The request to use $40,000 of the current surplus to purchase the two motors was unanimously endorsed by the committee. The proposal will now go to the full county board for a vote. The Racine Zoo's Benstead Discovery Center has welcomed some new residents. The center, which is designed to highlight unique and misunderstood animals, will now include a western fox snake, an anaconda, a rhinoceros iguana, and a Caledonia giant gecko. A second new exhibit features a colony of 11 straw-colored bats from Africa. The exhibit features a reverse lighting system so visitors will be able to see the normally nocturnal animals during the day. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.